America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The score! Running God's play down there was pretty good.
We learned a football term today. God's play. The power run. God's play. Pull the guard. Double team the point of attack. Kick out block on the strong side, and the fullback goes looking for an ISO block on a linebacker. Football people call that God's play. Thanks to everybody who is a part of this show today. The very first Bernstein and Harris show is now in the books. We thank Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, and our guests, Anthony Herron and Dan Wiederer. It is just the start of another busy football week, but our Football Monday rolls on with the chicken now here. I hope you guys were able to partake. Spiegel and Holmes enjoying a lovely chicken shack.
I had half a chicken sandwich.
Well, only half.
Because I wasn't even planning on having that, but then there it is, and it looks so delightful. And you're like...
It was delightful.
I don't want to deny myself the entirety, just deny myself the half. Yeah, it was delightful. It's absolutely wonderful. I have a question for you, Lawrence Holmes, and you, Marshall Harris. By the way, congrats, Marshall Harris.
Congrats to Marshall Harris.
How about that, man? See the man's face.
See the man's name. Just got way more handsome.
No, I've been running with the whole, now everyone has proof that I do indeed have a face for radio. I've been running with that.
Locked and loaded.
Yeah. I'm personality driven over here.
I thought of our mutual friend Angelo Cataldi.
Angelo.
Hope he is in the know, and I'm sure he is very proud of you. But I have a question. We have Flus kept saying it, and I know this is football rule: 24 hours to enjoy the game, right? And then you move on. So we got what, two more hours, Lawrence? We're allowed to enjoy the game?
No.
And then
we're done
after that?
But you've already told us how we're doing this, because now we turn the page on Wednesday.
That's true.
So we get to here's my thing. Look, everyone last week was wallowing in how bad things went against the Indianapolis Colts. It is okay to celebrate. There is nothing better than a Bears Monday after the Bears have won. It is a Chamber of Commerce day outside. Everyone in the city feels better today than they did this time yesterday.
No lies have been told. I'm completely with Lawrence on that. I told Dan during our show, got to celebrate the dubs, each and every one, no matter how big, no matter how small, because the L's will keep coming. I promise you that.
Yeah, this was a dub opportunity staring at you in the face that you had to take, and they took it. And offensively, it looked a hell of a lot like what we thought we were going to get. And I know the competition is what it is, but we were promised, and they clearly thought they were going to have...
Jetpacks?
Three wideouts.
Oh.
Three wideouts, three-headed monster who would scare defenses and open things up a little bit for the run. Caleb being smart and under control and not turning the ball over, and a run game that was effective. And that looked like an exemplary version of a pretty pedestrian but solid NFL offense. I'll take it.
Listening to Bernstein and Harris on my way in, right? I think you guys made a really interesting point that... If things go sideways over the next couple of games, we can kind of look back over. And that's the idea of first half looked terrible, second half looked great.
Right.
that feels better than their game plan going into a game, working, and then being punched in the mouth, and then their adjustments not. This was the opposite of that. This is when people call up over the next few games and go, these guys don't know how to make halftime adjustments. This is one of the actual ideas that we can go back to and say, well, wait, there was that game where against the Rams where they did.
Week one, too, right?
Yeah, week one, too. That was the defensive adjustment.
Yeah.
But I think more so in the improved discipline. I don't know what was said midway through the second quarter, but they were at 7 penalties for 60 yards at the halfway point of the second quarter. That was awful. And then all of a sudden, they got out of their own way. And it allowed them to have that drive they had in the third. That's what every drive should look like when you're a real football team. We shouldn't over-celebrate no sacks, no penalties, up-tempo, converting 2 third downs, 12 plays, 74 yards, and that perfect touchdown, the pre-snap read, the recognition of the matchups, and the delivery of the ball. That's supposed to be commonplace. But for now, if you see it happen, it tells us it can happen again.
Well, commonplace for a good team, first of all. Yes. But also, in the 74-yard drive, the fact that they only saw 2 third downs is also something to celebrate because, you know, it's been like first down, second down, third and long, third and mid. It's rarely first down, second down, first down. And that's they need more of that on offense.
And unfortunately, too often in yesterday's game, it was, oh, it's first and 10. Oh, it's first and 15.
Mm-hmm. Or first and 25.
It's first and 25.
Yeah.
Those are, you can't overcome those.
Do you guys hear Mark Sanchez directly put all the false starts on Caleb Williams? Did you hear that?
So, yeah, the communication up front.
Not just communication, but cadence. Like, if you're going to be messing with cadence, and it's part of a bigger picture thing for me, because I think what we're realizing is, well, look, you remember like seeing Tom Brady in Tampa. I remember watching and being like, oh, so he's just kind of walking up to the line. And if the box is one way, he passes. And if the box is a different way, he runs. And he's like choosing what to do every single time. It looked super simple. You watch Stafford yesterday and it's like, oh, he and McVay have the offense on a string. Stafford is in complete control. And he goes, they couldn't punch it in the red zone. I know, but between the 20s especially, he's like, oh, well, I'll just do this. Oh, you're going to do that? Well, I'll just do this. Caleb's being asked to do the same thing. And not every rookie or every quarterback is being asked to do this. He's a freaking rookie asked to do it from day one. And this is why announcers along the way are like, oh my God, can you believe what he's doing? Even though the numbers are not there. And sometimes fans will go like, oh, like, and he's had moments of inaccuracy and he holds it too long and everything. But what he's being asked to do is like the basics of professional NFL quarterbacking, which frankly, most rookies aren't even asked to do.
Jaden Daniels isn't being asked.
No, he's not.
No, he is not.
And so you look at the numbers and you look at the production, you're like, oh man, that guy, I think they took the wrong quarterback. Understand what you're seeing. You're seeing a guy who's being asked to be Matthew Stafford in week 4 of his NFL life. The fact that he can do it this well shows you what the possibilities
are. It also tells you that the gestation period is going to be longer. That rather than just spoon feed here, a little of this, a little of that, and we can have you out there. This isn't a, we're going to give you enough to just have you out there platter for him. So when it does connect, it's going to blossom in a way that happens very, very quickly.
It's the opposite of when you see a rookie quarterback forced into action that what they weren't expecting. They weren't planning to start him at all his first season, but then he gets forced into action. And then the next thing you know, he's, okay, well, we simplified this and simplified that. And it still doesn't work out. It also stunts the growth.
It's the opposite of what we watched with Mitch and Justin for 7 years.
Yeah.
The opposite of that.
And Kyle Orton was your example. Kyle Orton was, oh, my God, we got to start this guy now.
A America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I look at what's happening in Washington, and I do think that it's really interesting that they have decided on comfort. And that's, I think, a smart thing to do. And I do think that they'll eventually build it out. That offense is still very horizontal. But you're living in an NFL now, and Speeds and I were talking about this last week. The NFL now is a place where fundamentals are not great. You can get away with some horizontal stuff for the first few weeks of the season because tackling's not great right now. The fact that they have been able to add in some of the verticals and he's hit, Jaden Daniels has hit those vertical opportunities, I think is super encouraging. That being said, what Caleb is being asked to do is exactly what Spiegs is talking about. They want to know that you can process everything, and I think he's processing at a faster rate than even they expected, and that what some of his teammates are even capable
so ahead of schedule.
Doing.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, Lawrence, and it's fascinating because a texter asks a great question. Is this the right way to develop him? You know?
Shrug emoji is the correct answer to
hope
that.
I'm surprised at it because the team is so good around him, or we thought the roster was so decent, at least, around him. I thought they'd go a simpler route with him and ask less of him and try to just win some games with some stuff, like just let him run the Lincoln Riley stuff.
Hey, while they're 2-2.
They're not right. They're not doing it. They're taking the chance. It's kind of a bold stroke.
It's very adult of them to do. And I would just
go ahead and drop him in the deep end of the pool.
But that informs why Mercedes Lewis said what he said. I think that informs why a 20-year vet is recognizing what's going on and is saying, look, if we are not spoon feeding a baby this and you're treating us all, you're treating him,
yeah,
of all people, like we can handle all
we
this,
can take it too.
Then bring it all, coach it all.
And I would push back on Mark Sanchez with this, because I know that he was calling the game that he was watching. Did you notice where else cadence led to a bunch of false starts that probably cost the team a game? With the Jets yesterday. And Aaron Rodgers. That was a big conversation in New York yesterday.
318.
About them not being on the same page with the guy who's the best at drawing people offside.
And he's such a bag. He and Salah disagreeing about it after the game.
He got his guys, I think, four times yesterday.
His own guys.
Four times with it. But that's on them. As much as I do agree that Rodgers is a bag, he's the best at doing that.
But here's
the thing.
And
those guys need to get on board.
But no, here I disagree with you, Lawrence, because we learned a few years ago that what was happening in Green Bay, he would have Randall Cobb explain to the wide receivers what they're supposed to do because he didn't want to be bothered.
They didn't know the off menu. They didn't know the off menu stuff.
No, they didn't know the stuff, and he just expected them to know because he's a garbage communicator on a human level.
Oh.
He's an absolute garbage communicator, and he cannot and does not lead like you need to lead. He's great, and once everybody's up to speed, he's freaking great. But he's way too much of an arrogant ass to have the humility to communicate like you need to.
I love direct communication.
Yeah, as long as it's on your terms, Aaron.
It's
so freaking obvious in everything that he does, and I love when it shows up on the field.
I still think that he will eventually get those guys to where they need to be, and it will work.
I agree.
It will be a weapon.
Sure.
that he will be able to use
when they bust their ass and learn what he wants them to learn without him actually telling them.
And unfortunately, I think that the clock is running on whether or not he'll be healthy enough to realize it. Because if you were watching them yesterday,
taking some hits,
he took hits to the Achilles yesterday, and he was limping around yesterday. God. So we'll see.
I didn't see the Achilles hits.
Yeah, like someone literally fell on it.
Lawrence, to your point about the fundamentals not quite being there, did anybody see the Jamar Chase touchdown yesterday?
Oh my God.
that's like exhibit A. Because I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. I had to like run it back. I was like counting all the people that just kind of bounced off. This isn't Derrick Henry out here. It's Jamar Chase.
Oh, Derrick Henry. Hey,
Derrick Henry was like couch noises, Derrick Henry last
night. It's the best. He was still good. Yeah, Tennessee knew he was good. They were just like, yeah, we're kind of done paying him.
The 87-yard run, I was like, oh, he's really faster than everybody else still.
21 miles per hour.
When he broke through, the moment he broke through, I said, oh, man, this is when we see them run him down from them down.
They're like, him down. He's like, oh,
yes, I thought for sure.
No, he's getting more space.
This is old Derrick Henry. This man, back in the day, he would have taken this to the house.
Derrick Henry.
He's in the house.
I was stunned at how fast he was moving. It was the second fastest time. It was the same time as the kid from Kansas City.
Worthy.
Like, did they have
was
the top,
it really?
They have the same
21.23 miles per hour at its peak.
That's amazing.
They have the top two speeds on a care. I was like, what?
And when you're 6'5" and 250 pounds, you shouldn't be able to run that fast.
He's got Usain Bolt skills. That's like that big, that fast.
You know what he is?
That's Bo Jackson.
But after all the hits he's taken and the mileage that is on him, you know what he is? He's Nolan Ryan. He's Nolan Ryan. He still has it, and he's probably just always going to have it. And he'll show up at some old timers game and put up 130 on 28 carries.
He'll be on the flag football team for the Olympics. And
one quick baseball thing, because it's great news. MLB has announced we are done with All-Star Game uniforms.
We're back
to simple home and road uniforms. I don't know about the hats, but I know that we are home and road uniforms. You'll be able to look up and see the basic home and road uniforms MLB All-Stars with a patch. They've given up the ghost of selling 8 to 12 jerseys on a given year.
Huge.
That's wonderful experiential news for All-Star Game viewers.
It's phenomenal. Gentlemen, great debut of the Bernstein and Harris show. You guys were terrific.
Yeah.
We will do our best to kind of to carry on where you guys left off. Here's what we got today. Cole Kmet's going to be on the show. Kurt Warner's going to be on the show today. Mark Grody's going to be on the show. Jalen Johnson's going to be on the show. Spiegel and Holmes, we get it cracking next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.